Thank you, Mr. President. Can you hear me?
Yes.
At the outset, I would like to congratulate to the great nations of China and their governments, and on the occasion of the new year, and wish them prosperity and success. Mr. President, as it was mentioned by other delegations, we made important steps with regard to the program of work. And now with the new amendments and new versions, we have a new draft that needs further considerations by all delegations. We believe that there should be enough time for all delegations to consult with their capitals and get necessary instructions in order to have all of them on board. Having said that, as preliminary reactions to the new draft, I would like to share with you some comments. We appreciate and welcome the reinstating the OP8 in document 633. Mr. President, since the so-called presidential statement is off the table now, we propose to amend the document 633 timetable for the work of the city and delete the items other organizational questions. Mr. President, we need to take a balanced and comprehensive approach toward the subsidiary bodies, and there should be consistency in the proposed draft and avoid any contradictory wordings or putting any limitations on our activities. As it was stated clearly by many delegations during yesterday's informal consultations, in 2018, some subsidiary bodies did not have any report. Some of them have a detailed adopted report, and some have only a personal reflections. Let me make clear regarding my proposal. I would like to refer to OP3 in decision 1 or document 633, which at the end of that OP, we have the phrase taking into consideration all relevant views and proposals, past, present, and future. We believe that this is a common wording that has been used during the past years of proposing the draft program of work. However, we now have building upon in the preambular part of the decision 2 or document 634, and on the basis of in the subsidiary body's mandate or timetable. For the interest of a balanced and comprehensive approach, and in order to be consistent with the draft, we proposed previously that to replicate the agenda item on subsidiary bodies without any further ingredients. In line with that proposal, my delegation would like to alternatively propose to use the phrase taking into consideration all relevant views and proposal past, present, and future instead of building upon in the PP2 and instead of on the basis of in the timetable of subsidiary bodies in document 634. At the same time, we are ready to consider the recent proposal which was just raised by our colleagues from Russian delegations. Mr. President, I would like to express our readiness to cooperate constructively with you and with the other presidents of the city and adopt program of work that will enable this august body to fulfill its negotiating mandate in accordance with the final document of the SSOD1. I thank you, Mr. President.